We're lucky enough to be joined by Narvin, who is a refugee who's published a book called From Hell to Hell. How are you going today, Narvin?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Tell us about your... We'll talk about your book and then we'll talk about your experiences and then come back to the crowdfunding. Narvin is doing crowdfunding to publish the second run of your book.
Yeah.
So tell us about the book.
Yeah, my book is called From Hell to Hell. It's experience of the detention center. So while we was spending the time in detention center, how we coping with the things we faced, and we forced to use the things from this inhuman politics. So I don't see in my future in the detention center. So I need to express my feelings, and I need to share my feelings with this Australian nation. So English is my third language, and I faced lots of suffering and problem while I was in a detention center. So most of Australians, they don't know what's going on around the detention center. So that's why I'm calling always that's inhuman dumping, that's human dumping ground, especially Nauru and Manus. So while I was in a detention center, I thought I need to express my feelings with Australians, and I couldn't find the way. I'm not a writer before, so I tried to write my experience in my third language, like a poetry and drawings. And I write every day. I started to drawing every day. I'm completely copying my times with my drawings and writing, and all the time. And I sharing on my Facebook, the people saw that and comment me. And I thought, okay, this is the best way to express the feelings and knowing to people. And finally, I decided to, I can publish the book, but I couldn't find the publisher. And one of my friends from Adelaide, his name is Leslie Walker. She just introduced one of the best publisher, Janet Galbraith. She's the Writing Through the Fence administrator. Then she asked me, I would like to publish your poetry and stars. So I said, I'm really happy to do that. Then we worked more than 2.5 years while I was in a detention center, because I'm more than 3.5 years spend the time with nothing in the detention center. So we decided to publish the book, and we worked more than 2.5 years get out the book and sharing the book with Australians in my words. And finally, I published that book last year, 9th of December. So I recently got out from the detention center. I got visa living in community. My first book launching happened in Melbourne.
Tell us about your trip to Australia, your journey that you went through to come to Australia.
Oh, it's a very hard journey, because you know, always beautiful is very dangerous. So I used I offer my life to get best life. That means I offer my life in the sea. We don't know it. We're going to be survive or not until we landed in Australian land. I started my journey 2012, 12th of August, and 22 days journey after 2012, September 3rd, we landed on Cocos Island.
So you came from Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka to Cocos Island, 22 days journey. It's very terrible journey. We have faced lots of suffering in the journey. Last 4 days, we haven't got any water, any food. We drink salty water with some of drinks packet last 4 days. So nearly to die, but we survived last 3 days. Thank God for that. 58 people we came by boat with my friends and others. And after that, when we reached to Cocos Island, that same day they transferred to Christmas Island Medical Camp. They did the medical stuff and things. And we had a meeting with immigration. Then they said they have changed the policy 2012, 13th of August. Who come by boat, they're all going to be sent to offshore processing center. That's called Nauru and Manus. So you guys going to be sent there. Then they're going to be started the processing. So you need to wait long time. They didn't mention how long we need to wait in Nauru and Manus. And finally they said, we're going to be processing under the UN law. If you find out real refugee, or you need to wait to get the visa from 21 countries, any of the countries they invite to leaving their country, you need to wait until they invite. At the moment, completely we disappointed, because when we started the journey, we thought Australia is humanitarian country. We're going to get a good life and we're going to have a bright future. When I heard that, I completely disappointed and I'm destroyed at the moment. My hopes and my dreams, everything, take it and throw over. Yeah, I feel that at the moment. I'm so helpless and so alone. Then after 10 days, they transferred to Nauru, the first lot, 2012, 14th of September, we were sent by the government, Australian government at the moment, Julia Glad government. We were sent to Nauru. When we went to Nauru, it's very terrible. It's very, very terrible to living at the moment. Its camp is very uncomfortable condition. Just green tent, no power, bush everywhere, just green tent, small tent, 6 stretches, no bed or nothing, no fan, no mosquito nets or anything. So we used to live there for like that more than 1 month. After that, they get the power and stuff. 30 people, we used 2 toilets and 2 bathrooms at the moment. It's terrible hot, very terrible hot. At the moment, they were a humanitarian group that's called Salvation Army. The security was Wilson Security. Still, I think that Wilson Security is running the camp and providing security things in Nauru. It's still, I couldn't get out from that suffering what I face in Nauru. Still, I'm not in a right track. I couldn't choose what I'm going to do in my future, because I spent more than 3 years in Nauru. So really very hard situation, very hard time they gave it to us in the life when I get to Australia. Yeah, still I couldn't find the words to describe that.
For Triple Z 102.1 FM, Aniki Show, just after 25 minutes past 12 o'clock, we're speaking to Navin, who has published a book called From Hell to Hell, and is doing the second printing of the book, and is seeking crowdfunding for that. We're talking about his experiences on Nauru in Australian detention. You want to talk more about what it's like to be in offshore detention, Navin?
Yes. So detention center is like a hell, really. It's human dumping ground because we don't have any choice. Choice is always the staff and the government. So that's very hard to coping, you know. And we need to, so for example, I need to go somewhere, I can't go. I need to get permission to get out from that. Even I couldn't get that. I can't go anywhere. So unmovable situation at the moment. So I couldn't choose anything, even my food. If I need to eat something, so I can't cook. But they provide to eat if you want to eat. But most of the times, we not much eating, we not sleeping, and thinking always, and thinking about the future, what's going to happen, and because no one knows what's going to be happen in our future when we living in a detention center, especially offshore processing center. Now at the moment they have changed the policies and it starts, all the bad things comes to the mind. It's really giving pressure to unthinkable. We couldn't thinking about our future. So very hard condition, living in the tent, bunk bed. It's a small tent, more than 20, 18 people in the tent, no privacy. So it's very hard to explain to me. It's really make me more sad when I'm talking about that. Because I used to live, still my friends living there. So I know that experience and suffering, how much suffering they're facing. Every day it's very terrible hot, especially kids. They don't have to choose anything. So they don't have playing stuff. They're playing with rocks, the kids. It's really very hard thing to explain.
So the title of your book, From Hell to Hell, that's referring to Sri Lanka, from Sri Lanka to Australia, is that right?
Yeah, because while I was in my place, I feel I'm living in the hell, because I face lots of suffering and lots of problem there. When I came to Australia, then they sent to Nauru, then they also same like that problems I faced. But I just saw my breath only, but I was dying slowly at the moment. So that's why I called From Hell to Hell.
Now, you're seeking crowdfunding. We're going to talk a bit about that.
Yeah, my first lot printing all run out at the moment, so I mostly use that. The book money also going to Nauru and my friends. I help them and what they need, and I help their family. So I use that money, all the things for them, and also I use that for my traveling. So launching book Sydney and Brisbane and Melbourne and some all the places all around in Australia. So I'm just crowdfunding for printing, more printing, because most of Australians still they're asking me they need the book. Really, that book is very useful to Australians to knowing what's the feelings in the detention center, the person who living in the detention center. That's not just my feelings. It's talking about everyone's feeling in the detention center. Really, single words are not the letters. It's single letters are my tears and my friend's tears in the book. I include that. So I really want to give the books to these Australians to knowing what's the feelings, real feelings of. They can feel, they can imagine the life.
So what's the
life in the detention center?
What's the website to go to check out the crowdfunding campaign?
It's not a website, but it's on my Facebook page and some of refugee health group page also. That page is give me a second.
I think it's the Perth based Refugee Rights and Action Network.
It's in there.
Yeah.
And also, it's in there. Yeah.
And we'll I'll publish that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/autonomous action radio Anarchy Show Facebook page, and also on the 4ZZZ website, 4ZZZFM.org.au, the Anarchy Show.